Parashat Vayera begins with the story where Abraham is sitting outside the tent and he sees three wanderers coming and he brings them into the house and he treats them royally and they tell him that Sarah's going to have a child and that whole story. But we learn from this is that the importance of hachnasat orchim, of bringing in guests, bringing in people into your home that you can help them. But the point I want to make out is that it's also very important to involve the whole family in the mitzvah of having guests. It shouldn't just be, let's say, usually it's on the wife, she's going to make the food, she's going to prepare the bed for them and get the whole place ready, but the husband needs to take part, and even the children, it's a good idea to try and involve them in some way. Not just only that they're helping out, but that they're involved in the mitzvah. The same way you would want them to... You would educate your son and say, here, we're taking now a lulav and an etrog. We're going to go hear the shofar blow. Say, hey, we have guests coming this Shabbat. Please come. Let's help and do the mitzvah of taking them in. We see this with Abraham, that he just didn't do the mitzvah himself, even though he was part of it. But here, right away, he gets involved, and he also involves Sarah. He says to Sarah, "Vayomer Mari shalosim kemach solid lishi v'aseihu goat." He tells her, "Go, you bake the food." V'ata bakar ratz Avram. Avram took care of the meat, and then he gives it to the v'iten elenar v'yimehel asototo. So he gets the child, whoever it was, living in his house, to also be involved in the mitzvah. And it's not just a chore. We shouldn't look at it as a chore. We should look at it as an opportunity to do the mitzvah. And the other way, there's a famous story when the Chafetz Chaim was a very old man, once guests were coming to his house, and he was making the bed for the guest. And the children, the grandchildren, didn't want the Chafetz Chaim, to do it himself because he was so old. And he said, and they wanted to prepare the bed for the guest. And the Chafetz Chaim wouldn't let them. He said, you know, if I was going to take, would you take the lulav and etrog from me? Would you take another mitzvah from me? Would you put on tefillin instead of me? No, this is my mitzvah, I want to do it. But in the same way of doing the mitzvah yourself, we need to educate our children that they should be part of the mitzvah of hachnasat orchim as well. Shabbat shalom.